Good morning from the Lojo Morning Show. I'm Lori Charles along with Joe Jarvis. And we have a special guest in the studio this morning. Actually, we have the band Steel with us. We have Bo Steel, Ben Rubino, and they hail from Winston County, Alabama. So we're so glad to have you guys in the studio this morning.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
All right.
Thanks for having us.
Roll Tide.
Nice to meet you.
I can't believe I said that on the radio.
We got him.
I love
it. We've been here 5 minutes and we've already hooked him. He's good.
Save that.
Hey, welcome to West Virginia, guys.
Thanks for having us, man.
You've been hitting it hard for a few years. Now, but you've all been together a long time. You guys go way back.
Me and Bo met in high school. He was a freshman, and he was singing at the talent show. I was a grade below him, and me and my brother played guitar and stuff, and was like, "Hey, man, you need to come meet my manager, my dad,
Italian manager,
dog dad over there." We've been playing ever since.
Heck yeah.
Put some stuff online. Bo had a song go viral on YouTube, Victory in Jesus.
Yeah.
Actually, it hit like,
very powerful.
Yeah, I mean, it hit like 2.5 million views, and the people were really connecting with it. So it went viral, and we put some other stuff on YouTube, ended up getting signed to a record deal out of New York City. And
talk about the dichotomy of that, going from Alabama all the way to New York City. Was there a little bit of culture shock?
A little bit for them. I think they took the worst part of it.
They got on a plane and flew down and met us at where we live. So they went down my washed out dirt road. And they were probably a little scared.
Washed out.
Washed on out.
Super washed. Yeah.
Guys, coming up here in just a minute, we're going to get you to sing a song.
But absolutely.
We just heard the one a second ago, Waiting on Sunshine. Talk about that song and kind of the feelings of that one and how it kind of hits you right there.
Well, that actually came about Ben's dad. We were writing for the first album, and Ben's dad came down, and we were kind of sitting around, didn't know what to do, and he was like, he told us a story about going to Panama City and falling in love over the summer, and then you got to come home and you fall out of love because it gets ripped away from you.
No.
And me and Ben can relate to, I mean, anybody who's went to Panama City or the
beach. Or Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Any vacation when they were younger, it happens to everybody. And so we wrote it and put a happy twist on it and revisited it later, and Waiting on Sunshine popped out.
And we're super happy with the way it came out. We had Lee Bryce's producer in Nashville help us out. Matt McClory's got like 5 number ones.
Awesome guy.
We're big fans of Lee also. He's got a great voice, and we thought it was a awesome opportunity. Super thankful to be able to work with him, and we got four new songs we recorded with him, and this is the first one.
All right, great.
That was the first one. So thank y'all for playing that one.
Yeah.
So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to get you to sing for us. What are you going to play for us?
We're going to sing one about moonshine that about back home called Red Moon River.
It's the band Steel. We'll be back with more here in just a minute. It's the Lojo Morning Show on Kix Country.